Please get comfortable for me. Find somewhere soothing, peaceful, a place from which you can set aside the duties and requirements of the external, weary world. And at least for a time, your mind is free here. Imagine how freeing it will be to exercise some simple guided relaxation techniques and deeper, more relaxing trance. These parts actually aren't explicitly trance. These experiments are more akin to the ordinary relaxation process you undergo at the end of each day. The mere act of quieting your breathing and progressing yourself toward an altered state. Listening, calmly, sedate, in a place of safety. That's like recognition given to your subconscious that this is the right time to set aside obligations and devote your mental faculties to listening. Follow my words downward as we present the basic principles of relaxing trance to your subconscious together. And you can choose to implement a method, a way to go back under more quickly, lose track of time, or explore your own mind with a little bit of guidance. Blank the images and help to create a metaphorical framework in which we will experience the rest of your desired trance. Deep breathing, simple breath control, your own assertion of direct control over certain processes can actually lead you to a pretty enjoyable place. These effects happen as a result of your breathing, and your breathing is going to continue. But it's also simply the fact you're thinking about your breath. The description of the changes, which will take place, is itself a deepening agency inside your mind. Because the mind takes a little while to descend. It takes a little while to really feel the effects, but descriptions of changes, of potentials and possibilities, they can bring to pass the very thing which is discussed. The lowering of eyelids. The deepening of breath. The feeling that your heavy limbs are and can be sinking comfortably into the surface upon which they rest. The warmth and peace of the sleep-like, but still retentive, focused, listening state. In our connected age, the computer metaphor can often be helpful. It's rudimentary, but we know that performing an update on a completely live system doesn't work too well. You always end up having to restart. And in the case of your mind, it's such a secure system, it would ignore any attempt, even by you yourself, to study or update the thought processes while they were active. Even enhancements to them would be rejected. So the solution is to let most of the processes get out of the way. The mind is a sophisticated computer. This isn't a new idea, but it is a useful one. The only way to get things out of the way is for you to do a few security checks first. Then your mind knows it can let the files, the ideas, the update package shut things down first. If you're listening closely, then hopefully you're in a safe place because as we go deeper, you're going to be more able to relax if you know ahead of time you're in a safe, comfortable place. As we grow up, we're educated by our environment. We learn the required skills to cope with and to confront the daily world. We learn to be safe within it. This considered safety produces an altered state as compared to your ordinary style of functioning. If you're in a place where you've checked, you've made sure everything is safe, you've proven to yourself that you can turn down your protective, proactive awareness depending on the relative safety of the location. If there is a lock, and therefore you're in a private room, if you're on a higher floor than the ground, so you could hear anyone approaching, that helps you turn that slider down, the security level, the safety level you need, turning it down further and further, until it reaches 10% or perhaps as high as 15% of usual processed strength. The world may fade away. Some of the process is active. If you need to do something, your awareness and protection might turn itself up, and the update to the mind, the update to your processes, would continue ordinarily. The process would be recalled at that time, at the time when you observed there was any kind of change that needed implementation, but otherwise the update would continue. You can recall when needed, but all hypnotic deepening involves helping you set aside the survival programming, which is ordinarily helpful. It's helpful to be on the lookout, to watch out for yourself, but though that programming is important or good, though it is powerful or present, when it comes time for updates, that programming can be safely and productively turned down. The programming which asserts your safety and protects you by keeping your mind from noticing seductive things like pleasure and relaxation mixed with deepening hypnotic trance. I might describe something and you visualize it, and so we describe and create that thing together, and you imagine it. This lets you turn down the process of safety and protection, and let my voice assist you in shuffling the files, because doing so works toward our mutual goal here. For example, to do this present exercise, you would present rational reasons to shut down your defenses for a little while, like safety, like passing the right protocol to your mind, presenting the password. First, the protective programs. Anyone who will listen to this kind of recording must necessarily have their guard up just a little. There's a lot of less well-constructed material. But if you find through listening to my words and exposing yourself to my work that you think you can trust my ideas, my encouragements, then I will present brazenly the arguments and discussions herein. I am exposed. I avoid trickery because it wouldn't work for me anyway. So, you can trust my security certificate that if anything untoward or malicious were intended, no one would be listening. My work would not be there to observe. This may let your process turn down just a little, but over time as we work together, your defenses can fall a little more. And let the words in. Let the relaxation truly be part of you. And that will let you be more skilled at entering hypnotic trance and enjoying this. After one listening, or after 10. Then next comes awareness. Ordinarily, you must be intensely aware of the area around you. While you can become distracted, that just means being aware of something else for a little while. Even when you check an area, it can be difficult to truly let go and declare it safe. But you've ensured safety before we began. And with your mind fading toward a listening editing mode, I think you can agree you can let go of direct sensory awareness. Let your mind relax. If you've already allowed your eyes to shut, let them get comfortable in that mode. The mode of being shut. Otherwise, you can allow them to close. I'm here to assist in soothing, quelling the urge to move or examine, to help you be in the moment. So for now, let your input be internal. I guarantee you'll like the results by the end. Let input of the surroundings, indeed even the sensation and sensitivity, be turned down. You've been resting in a position where you know the feel of the touch under your hands. Your clothes are the surface against your skin. Your resting head, all of it together is known to you. So simply save that image and examine it a little further, only when needed. How many times need you allow the sensation to run up your limbs from the same touch before you have it on file? So being aware that you are touching any particular thing is less important if it's the same as it was a moment before. All you need do is reassure yourself that everything is all right. We can always find more relaxing, soothing uses for the same nerve signals you might ordinarily use to look out for things. allow sensation and sensitivity to get duller. Imagine the implications of having all those impulses just freed up to use for our shared wonderful ideas. So the next step is active memory. Focus on my words. I will provide active input and arguments enough to keep you occupied, and so you can allow any searching outside the confines of this virtual environment to fade away. Then comes passive memory. Memories of the obligation of the weary world. They weigh you down. They can get in the way of our shared uptake, so allow them to fade, and the blindness which descends allows you to be truly blank, blind to undesirable deleterious sensations, opening up this environment of cooperative editing. Within the permissions you've given me, and the parameters set out before we began, by your choice of playlist, your choice to listen, and the choices that follow, well, things have been turned down enough to proceed within those permissions, and so we shall. In this quiet solitude, the two of us working toward our shared purpose. Now, with your system in editing mode, the first step is to save an image for later recall. The image of this exact moment. This moment where everything has relaxed. Everything is at ease. You are aware of your usual defenses and that you let them slide. Let the hyper-awareness of the world fade and the system enter regeneration akin to sleep. Save this state in your mind. File it as an anchor. Then later, when you're asked to relax extensively, in any other context, you can bring up this file and restore this image. Expand it until it fills your mind, some parts of which are already sleeping. So, in addition to the elements of relaxation and the inductions that you will listen to on other days, in the entrancing process you're undergoing, your mind knows to take your memory of this relaxation and impose it over the other relaxing processes, any that you undergo in future, and the ones already running. So, for example, one relaxation method may incorporate descending, describing descent down a flight of stairs, every softly padding footstep bringing you closer to a dim, warm light that radiates peace, tranquility, and soothing energy which fills you. And then when you call up this memory of that place, that peace, the memory of now, of the present relaxation, you will know to also turn down the various processes that might ordinarily get in the way. You will learn methods of relaxation, and each method will work alongside the others. It may happen instantly with one attempt, or it may take three attempts, but you will find yourself increasingly capable because of repeated training and listening in the methods of guided relaxation and moving unnecessary processes out of the way so they can be safely restarted later. I ask you to breathe deeply and visualize with me. There are a million ways a trusted partner can help you visualize, to expand one idea, or to build a new one. All these ideas are built on your experiences, after all. Not just vivid imagination, but your cataloged, almost digital ability to assemble a new experience out of your memory of older ones, using code to build something more. At a level much deeper than ordinary ongoing thought, down in the source code, in the same sense you are here being asked and instructed how to recall an image of this depth and relaxation and map it onto your senses later, all acts of visualization and trance are like that. They're all mapping experiences onto your senses. You build the experience and it progresses. Asked to envision a hallway, well, you know what a hallway looks like. And whichever appearance you pick will be the right appearance. Learn to realize that something which meets the basic criteria is exactly the right thing. And if you get more information, we can repaint the canvas. You are then capable of editing your understanding of the image you have created. This is an all right thing to do. If I inform you the hallway is red, you might see that. Maybe I will inform you it is soothingly blue. And your mind could have decided on one factor, but even after correcting the shift in your mind, the two different pieces of information, you'd see the lights shifting, moving, maybe shifting gently from red to blue, dopplering to more peaceful tones. You authorize entry when this begins, and when the details become clear, you may bask in the warmth of relaxation and awareness of how right everything does feel, after shivering briefly in the cool, and then warm again. Or you may feel some change in your mind or body, and each will be the right change experienced together, as completely as if you'd experienced it right then with your body, rather than your mind open in editing mode. Imagine the implications, and now the updated self, being more able to adequately relax. Just because you've listened, even if to play along, a gradual process you've already begun by settling down somewhere quiet is still continuing, somewhere safe to listen. Together will enable you to use new relaxation tools when things get stressful or boring or exhausting or tiresome. Imagine it. Even if your visualization skills have yet to become masterful, these are normal processes your body undergoes all the time anyway. Relaxation, rest, following along. They are unavoidable and they are gloriously pleasurable. And you deserve to indulge in them. So listen with me and envision maybe a warm bath or the moment you exhale in bed at the end of the day. The thing which brings the greatest combination of relaxation and pleasure, that makes the stress flow freshly out of you, like the feel of a massage or touch, or the coolness of sheets, the air moving in through a freshly opened window on a muggy day, the tiny perfections which echo through us and enable us to handle everything else. Against a perfect moment, time beats in vain, and these moments you visualize, recall, save, and utilize are recalled most vividly when you're in similar circumstances. Trance can help, but so can an awareness that, if you are already relaxing, then recalling other relaxing moments becomes easier and easier, mapping them onto your senses. We will take a simple process, the dip in a warm bath, the breath exhaled in bed, the feeling of a massage, the warmth of steam in a relaxing heat, the feeling of air moving across skin. We will take all of these things and take them from single, pleasurable, solitary, relaxing moments and expand them into a combined process that removes stress, intrusive thoughts, bothersome nagging, impulses from the body, and leaves you soothed at the end. As if your mind, recreating through its almost computerized influence, had developed a day spa that could be run in half an hour. Taking normal, simplified processes that go on in you at all times, and turning them into specific mental images, specific metaphorical scenarios. So envision with me, understanding that underlying every image I present is something that normally happens anyway. The relaxation and decompression at the end of the day, namely. But expand it here into a specific mental exercise you can run like a program. An exercise of guided relaxation, which could happen ordinarily anyway, but which is enhanced by the state you are in as we begin. Ready to receive and listen, aware of what has been turned down or off, aware of your safe location, cooperating toward your relaxation and soothing restoration. Listen. You, listening, laying there, completely at ease but also being guided. So as I said, envision a hallway in your mind, rather than in the world around you. A hallway in soothing blue, perhaps, surrounded by water on all sides. A place you could walk through, proceed toward, move in quite comfortably. Walking through it. Perhaps clothed in a comfortable, long, fluffy spa robe, or in your ordinary, comfortable clothing. Moving through it, the click of your feet on comfortable tile, cool in a soothing way, a reception desk already passed, the hub, the busy part, stops there. You've already gone through that process, and this, the slow mulling over, the relaxation of your mind. That is what is progressing ahead of you in the hallway, several rooms on either side. The first and nearest, toward which you turn, simply says, massage on the door. You step inside. You see the room is vacant, aside from a low, comfortable table, with a hole for your face to look downward through, with padding for your body to be comfortable upon, and it would be only a moment's effort to slowly move to that table, to position yourself appropriately, and lay down. At which time, almost instantly, approximating the relaxing effect of laying down at the end of a long day, the feeling of warm, deft relaxation, of hands searching out the muscles that are tense in your back, which your mind already knows how to relax if you really think about it. Because you are here to be at ease, to find comfort and the relief of tension. A slow, warm process of moving from your shoulder blades down your arms, seeming to pull the tension out, as if the hands, and they are comfortable, warm hands, were stirring the flesh of your shoulders, moving the flesh of your back, like they were magnetized to pull stress and comfort out and let it vanish in the ether, leaving only a vacancy which can fill with warm, soothing waves of peace and comfort, coming from the parts of you that are already soothed, the parts that have already found this soothing, warm, comfortable, radiating pleasure outward and filling you with it, moving in slow circles down your back, down to your lower back, massaging, then taking one leg, then the other, running warm hands around either side, rolling the musculature, gently digging thumbs in, insistent and firm, but quite comfortable and painless, as your body finds that all the tension can be gently offered up from those soothing hands. Arrival in your mind of someone to do the massaging. That is quite unnecessary, because you already do it yourself. At the end of the day, all you need to do is let the tension leave your muscles, and this is just a more advanced visualization of that. Hands stirring your shoulders, kneading your flesh, rubbing away every care and concern, then searching to find your body, soothed like jelly in the hands of your own mind, lying there. Perhaps your eyes have closed, or perhaps you can already envision swirling light. The blue reflected light of a tiled room, stared at the floor under the bed, through the hole your face is resting to look through. Even though your back and shoulders are already being rubbed and stroked into just the right formation of muscles to continue on with our journey, then when your feet once more touch floor and you see the room empty and the door open, you may wish to return at some point. You have the ability, as these are programs, bits of code to be run later. So walking through the door, turning right, progressing to the next room, soothed, steady on your feet, but feeling how loose and limp and at ease your muscles are. The next room is labeled simply steam. Wouldn't that feel nice after the message given to your skin, the massage of your flesh, has left your body open and receptive to new relaxing stimuli? Pushing the door open, a towel retrieved, laid across your shoulders, and a movement into the warmth. The air truly is exceedingly warm, steamy, humid, the faint scent of heated wood or charcoal in the background, pleasant all the same, coals in a pit at the middle, a bucket of water sitting under a pump that drips slightly. Drip, drip, drip. All of it tranquil and calm. A peaceful place for your mind to shed concerns, to fade away in the moment, symbolizing here all those times you've allowed stimulation to drown out and push relaxing things away. If the massage was your chance to relax at the end of a weary day, the steam is you drowning out the obligations that remain in the forthcoming day. Distractions allowing you to be preoccupied with something else. Sitting here on a wooden bench, but also lying here. Steam surrounding you, seeming to cling to your skin. A warm blanket of pleasured and new sensation. Knowing that even if you begin to sweat a little, even if you begin to become preoccupied with the pleasant feeling pattering over your skin, you'll find time to do other things, too, and to do them later, And even if thoughts exit your mind and become so much more ambient steam, vague, cloudy, blank, when you eventually reboot, every part of you will return to ordinary states and be able to address what you do next. But in the here and now, you can relax, eventually rising, running the towel softly, for it is downy, feather soft, over your head, ruffling your scalp, running over your shoulders, stepping into the hall slowly with the sweat wicked up by the towel. The steam billows backward into the room. It'll be there when you need it. And then the final room is before you. At least the final room you'll explore right now, knowing you can only take so much time. This room just says, bath. Pushing open the door, you see an appointed stone tub, classical, ornate, broad, almost big enough to swim in. And as you approach it on the tile, you practically feel the heat, and yet you know it will be cleansing to slide in. There are clothes and towels laid out, and once your feet are in, you'll be able to wash any remnants of heady outside thoughts that remain from the sauna. And so, climbing a small flight of steps, and placing your foot on the raised platform inside the tub, you slide in. For there are deeper parts to the left and right. You allow yourself to slide, and it is perfect, perfect temperature, because it is the symbol of the active things you do to de-stress, the hot bath program, the soothing drink at the end of the day, displayed form taken on the bed for a mid-afternoon nap. Things you have to do to cope with the busy world are all sublimated, floating around in that tub, and as your ankles descend, you may find whatever the water touches, soothing heat far better than massage or sauna could give alone, enters your body and dwells there for a while. And so you sink a little deeper, allowing your legs and thighs to fall beneath the water, and parts of you that submerge into that bath, the scent of mint faintly attaching to you. The parts of you that submerge might as well not be there, and all the stresses, weary feet, cramped legs of the world are gone, leaving pleasure, floating. Deep breathing is the only possible breathing now, so deep, sinking as your shoulders enter. Thoughts of the massage return as the heat and steam of the bath touches your head. Thoughts of your thoughts flowing out of your head return and take a few thoughts with them when they leave again. Indeed, only your hands bouncing on the edge of the tub remain out, letting you float with your nose and mouth above water, but your chin, your ears, if you lean back, most of you in the heat. And perhaps the idea would occur to you, the idea that you should do something to mark this memory, this soothing bath, this warming heat which suffuses your body. So save an image, dripping slightly, rippling as you move, knowing there are towels nearby, knowing the exit is nearby. So take your left hand away from the edge of the tub. Take your right hand. Use two fingers on your right hand to gently tap the back of your left hand, doing it slowly, deliberately. Feel every resonating tap as if you were instructing your nervous system to remember this moment. Remember this programming, this anchor, this saved instant. The soothing, deep breathing, de-stressing process, and those ripples that spread through you when your right hand taps the back of your left hand with two fingers. Tap, tap, tap. This image, this crystal clear manifestation of the things you already do to relax, turned up and brought to your mind with crystal memorable clarity. The image expands, it fills your head. Perhaps it gives rise to a soothingly relaxed sigh. Perhaps your body stirs comfortably and you simply get away from it all for a moment. But when you need to, when the world, the weary, stressful world, makes you need to, tap, tap, tap the back of your left hand with two fingers from your right, and you'll remember the rub of that massage, pushing your attention to the surface. You'll remember the spa, opening your pores to heat and steam, pulling full errant thoughts from your head, getting ready, anything that was stuck there, unsticking you to think better. And you'll remember the bath at the end, the drip, drip, droop, cleansing away all impurities and leaving you renewed, restored, a program you can run, steam or bath or massage. And even if you lie there for a while and drip, eventually you'll reemerge. You will find yourself tap, tap, tapping the back of your hand because it is restorative, reminding, anchoring, image loading to do so. And that little bit of program will remain long after we're done. So relax. Be where you are. Let the stress fall away. Serve our mutual interest, which is you being happier. Because if you're de-stressed, you'll be better at this. And if you're generally less stressed next time you listen, this will be even more effective. A wonderful cycle, informing your future relaxation, allowing you to peacefully go rest and sleep and drip and wash away.